Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I'm going to watch tomorrow, Toots.
It's the Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, Guru, back in the hot seat. By the way, how was Pier 39 on Saturday?
I mean, it was dynamic. The people showed out. We had a great time. Zaza, Bonte, Fetsis, Kalena, Tim Roy, Evan, his parents. And just Alnetta showed up, San Jose Jazz fan. We had a great time, man. Took pictures.
Nice.
I didn't want to. Nahegan was there, his wife. Nice. Had a good time.
Sounds like Evan, did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a beautiful day. A lot of cool people. A lot of people also just coming by in Warriors gear that some of them weren't even there for the show, but they stopped by and listened.
Nice. I asked Tim Roy this. I don't know why I'm patting myself on the back. I like to conversate, right, Stein? He said, we know Evan's trying to be somebody's Tim Roy, regardless baseball, football, basketball, whatnot. So I just asked him, Tim, not only how do you get ready for an upcoming season, but what advice would you give any young lady or man out there trying to be the next Tim Roy? You know what his answer was, Stein?
What?
He said, read. Be well-versed. And Evan reads.
He didn't say write?
No, he said read.
Tim, you should have said read and write.
Evan showed me a book he had this morning. You're supposed to say the title, Goo?
Okay, what book?
Well, Evan's supposed to
say the title. Let me guess, a sports book.
No, it's Vonnegut.
Oh, look at you. Big Kurt Vonnegut. Slaughterhouse-Five?
Sound like Cat's salad cradle. Dressing.
Okay, ooh, look at Evan. Elevated. Kurt Vonnegut. Woo!
You like him?
Yes, I do. You know, it's like, remember when I came in wearing those Converse that were really cool, and you said, those are cool. What are you doing wearing them? Like, you were surprised that I was wearing them.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
Well, but...
That's because it didn't involve you.
I noticed you don't have your... I noticed you don't have your Birkenstocks on today.
They're not an everyday shoe.
Did you have them? Evan, he had them yesterday, I assume?
You'll never see him again.
He didn't have socks on.
You'll never see him
You
again.
Didn't go full Spadoni on us.
No, because he wears flip-flops. These aren't flip-flops.
But I saw your toenails. They saw your toenails.
Guru, they're closed-toe shoes, Birkenstocks.
Okay, but you're... Okay.
They're closed.
All right.
You saw no fungus. All right.
Thank you.
You all saw right. No broken toenails. Let's take a call about Brock and Mac, and then I want to play a couple of pieces of sound from the NFL over the weekend. That are interesting. Let's go to Dave in Oakland. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you fellas doing?
Hey. Doing well.
Hey, so I do want to say, so when we signed McCorkle Jones, when you come to the Bay, you can't just get the name Mac. You have to earn it in the Bay Area. So now he has earned that. He can be called Mac Jones.
Wow.
Secondly, Jed York would never let Brock's contract sit on the bench. So I don't think there's any quarterback controversy. I do think Mac is earning a big payday. We do have the best backup in the league. And if we need him, we know he can win consecutive games, not just one. So it's a good thing. But again, he's earned the name Mac Jones. That's all I got, fellas.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call.
It's kind of where I'm at. The business part of it, Steiny, there's nothing to see here. But, again, Brock, get healthy. Your job will be waiting for you. But, I mean, Just imagine Mac Jones getting two or three more shots at it and going undefeated. What you looking at?
I was looking at the TV, and, you know, I'm about ready to turn the TVs off in here.
Tell me why.
Because they don't really serve any purpose. You know, I look up, and I see...
Tell me.
I see people I don't want to see with the headline that says, Luka Doncic hosts team-building event at Porsche Racing Facility. What are we doing? Seriously.
Well, who do you want to see?
I don't. That's not news. Well, not to mention his teammate is the biggest jackass for doing this Hennessy thing. What's he doing? Come on. I said it yesterday, and I usually don't hear me be this hoarse. I said, if this thing is some kind of promotion, he's officially a tool.
Oh, LeBron, you should have knew that.
He's officially a tool.
He turns 41 in December,
Steph,
man.
Steph would never do anything like that.
Well.
All right.
Let it all out.
That's all. I don't need a lot of time to let it out. All right, you want to play these two pieces of sound, E?
Which one you want first?
We'll do the one Guru likes. This is Mike McDaniel, coach of the Miami Dolphins, and had a conversation after the game with Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins.
This is weird.
Then he was asked about it after the game.
He was really frustrated at the, he was, as I was, and you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers, that was kind of the extent of it.
Oh, Evan, just one more time for your boy, please.
He was really frustrated at the he was, as I was, and, you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers, and that was kind of the extent of it.
That sounds like my old Cadillac trying to start in the morning, Stoddy. What is going on, Mike McDaniel? Put the hippie lettuce down. Stoddy, that is concerning.
What?
Did you hear the stuff? What are you doing?
He had to be careful of his words because it's the owner that he was talking to in private. And
what
he got
were, hit. Evan, besides, one more time, please?
He was really frustrated at the, you know, just like he's as I was. And
please don't.
That puts me in a good, whoa. Yeah, man. He probably texts Kyle like, he got anything for me next season, but because this is my last in Miami.
All right. So, you know, Mike McDaniel stuttered a little bit and had trouble answering the questions. You made fun of him. You want to, I'll give you a chance. You want to make fun of anybody? How about Al Michaels?
Well, yeah, you ripped him. We ripped. Yeah, that was bad. That was awful.
All right, the other one I want to play for you is from John Gannon. He's the head coach of the Cardinals. I feel a little more in a gray area about this one. Amari DiMarcato was on his way into the end zone after running 72 yards, and he dropped the ball a split second before reaching the end zone, and it was ruled a touchback, and the Cardinals ended up losing that game. And as the two were on the, DeMarcado was on the sidelines, he was kind of being consoled by a couple players. And John Gannon went up, and it looked like he was chewing him out pretty good. And then, depending on your word choice, he either made contact with him, or was it really a punch?
I saw contact. Hit him? Yeah.
It was contact. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, the next day, this is what John Gannon said to reporters in Arizona.
Some contact and stuff like that. I was just wondering what you thought of that video, what happened. Like, it was kind of grainy. We didn't really see it.
I didn't see the video, David. But Yeah, I actually I woke up this morning and didn't feel great about it, honestly. And so in the team meeting, I addressed it. I apologized to Omari, apologized to the team. And I just told him I kind of let the moment of what happened get the better of me there. Obviously, like I try to be emotionally stable and calm because my job is to solve problems when during a game and kind of lead the charge on that. So it's not really who I am, who I want to be. And I told the guys that today. So it's a mistake by me. And it's just like everybody in there. Everybody made some type of mistake yesterday, which is, you know, culminates to why we didn't win the game. And we can't let it happen moving forward.
Gosh, Stoney, I hadn't heard that. I give him an A+. And I mean, hey, I was just looking at it from a be careful standpoint, man. You doing that to those dudes on the sideline after how embarrassed he's probably feeling, jobs on the line. So I get the coach being demonstrative and cussing him out. But man, Stoney, when did this didn't happen in the Jerry Rice era. This didn't happen back when Walter Payton and those guys were playing. Get the ball in the end zone, and it was the start of one of the biggest debacles I've ever seen in regard to what? Up two touchdowns at home in the fourth. That play, which was a touchdown, seals the deal. And man, I gotta give Jonathan credit right there, Stoney. He stepped up. I mean, he said what was real, man. Respect.
Yeah, I mean,
And he didn't, well, he did make a mistake with the contact, but, I mean, you know how hard they work all week
to get
the ball.
So what happens to DeMarcado?
Nothing. But a talking to, but it looked like he already got the talking to.
I think you said it.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, what would you call getting dressed down in front of everybody, which happened in real
time? Well, actually, I don't think he got dressed down publicly. Because when I saw the video, he was surrounded by two players who seemed to be consoling him. And I didn't even know the coach was kind of in the middle of it until he, like, pops his head up.
But he kind of pushed him, too, though, Stoney, when I say contact.
He did. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think it was that big a deal. But if you can't put
– Yeah.
You know, I mean, if a coach can't get mad at that, I don't know what he can get mad at. I mean, it's just an awful play by that guy.
Yeah.
And it ended up costing him a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the other thing. It might cost them a game.
Could have cost them more than a game. Yeah.
More than a game. All right. 49ers and the Buccaneers are playing Sunday. Coming up in a half hour, we got Ted Wynn. He's a senior writer for The Athletic. He covers the NFL and the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to talk to him in a half hour. And get his thoughts on one thing. I'm interested to ask Ted is if he's noticed the game plan with Mac Jones and how much different it is, if at all, in his mind to Brock Purdy. Does it look like the game plan's the same? Does it look like it's different? I mean, it does seem like Mac's getting rid of the ball pretty quickly. Has that been a change? Obviously, Mac Jones is throwing underneath a lot against the Rams, but interested in asking Ted about that. What do you got for Ted?
Mine is just Kyle Shanahan's, Donnie, and now, I mean, you know, you can sit here and think we're not employed by the San Francisco 49ers, but again, I know we had World War III a couple weeks back, but this is five games and a lot can happen, but you give me another coach outside of Campbell in Detroit last year, where it just followed that team, the injuries, that is, and still make the playoffs is kind of a Super Bowl in itself. But what Kyle is doing and what he's responsible for, Stoney, is just this is impressive. And then the fact that you go back and reunite with Kendrick Bourne and have him put up 10 catches for 142 yards in front of everybody, and I'm giving Kendrick love for that, Stoney, because he did that. But, right, he was put in that position to be schemed open or whatnot and make the best of it. So, I mean, right now, how can any football fan, Niner fan or not, be impressed with the job Kyle's doing 4-1 with what they've had to endure.
How many 4-1 teams do you think there are right now?
I should know this. I'm going to say four.
I'm looking it up too. So
with the Niners exactly together would be. I'm gonna say five.
All right. You count. I'll list
okay.
them. Bills.
Ching.
Colts.
Boom.
Jaguars.
Boom. Then I got
Eagles.
Ah, no, I didn't. Okay.
And not Eagles, Niners, Lions.
Oh, so six.
And the team they play this weekend.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, so seven. John Elway.
So that's seven.
Wow.
All right.
And again.
Rank them.
All right, here we go.
Well, actually, let me write them down. Okay, you go ahead and rank them. I got to write them down. Bills, Lions. Go ahead.
And this is, I'm going Lions one, Stoney.
Okay.
Okay, I believe they are who they are. And I saw them, their defense, so I'm going Lions. I told Bonte before he left here, Buffalo's bothering me, but I'm going to go Buffalo. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is if they were to play this weekend, okay?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go, damn it, Stoney. I'm going to go Tampa Bay.
Okay.
I'm going to go San Francisco.
Okay.
And then who do I got left?
You have the Colts. Bills, Lions, 49ers, Bucks, Eagles, Colts, Jags.
Oh, man.
One, two, three, four.
Put Philly next. I just think something's off there, and I know we can fight, but something's off there, Stoney.
Okay.
And then that leaves me with who do I have left? Who is my last one?
Jaguars.
Put Jacksonville there.
Yeah. Okay, here's mine.
All right. I got my pen.
Bills are one.
All right.
Number two is the Lions. They've been very impressive.
All right.
Number three is the Eagles. Number four is the Bucks. Number five is the Jags. Six is the Colts. They've been impressive. And then seventh's the 49ers.
Oh, wow.
And here's why I'm putting them seventh, right, to be honest with you. Because I think they're 4-1. It's
incredible.
And Tampa Bay's a very similar 4-1, yeah, no, but I think the Bucs are just a little better than the Niners. But I just gotta, like, I don't give the 49ers extra credit because they won with guys being out.
Yeah.
But I gotta take into account the schedule. I'm looking at it as who's been really impressive through 5 weeks.
And that's why I'm going to Detroit.
Yeah, the Niners got wins, don't get me wrong.
But without, go ahead, I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah, I just feel like they're, they've squeaked by some teams. And
so is everybody on this list. And Stoney, I don't know, I think you can give me love because I hated on Hurts and Sirianni. I double backed, they won that Super Bowl, I shut my mouth. I was just like, I got it wrong. But he's lost some coordinators, Sirianni, and I'm watching the game this past Sunday, the Eagles, that is, to where a guy that was offensive MVP, that was MVP last year, gets the ball, 11 rushes on the ground. That can never happen. Barkley, so that's on Sirianni. So I feel like they got an issue there. Hey, you got time to work it out, but how the hell do you go 60 minutes and not know we got to run the ball, especially when we got a 2-touchdown lead? That's neither here nor there. But something's up with Buffalo to me, Stoney. And if you watch their games, I mean, they've been close, but the Niners are so impressive because I feel like out of all those teams, they're the ones to where we could really sit back and say they haven't been whole, and yet they're 4-1. So what would you give me for that? If I'm in line and I'm like, hey, we don't have Kittle. We don't have our starting quarterback, regardless of what you think the job Mac Jones is doing. We lost Bosa. That means something to me because you are going to get George Kittle back, Stoney, and Brock's coming back at some point. So I feel like, damn, y'all 4-1, okay, and you're learning how to win. So that's why I had them a little higher than you did.
I got the Bills one because,
You watched that Sunday night, and they had four turnovers, but.
I mean, they're outscoring teams in a big way.
They're
one of the highest scoring teams in the league. Their average win is a 10-point win. I think they're really good. And I was telling Evan this yesterday. I know we like to talk about, you know, every game's important in the NFL.
Yeah.
And it is. But 17 games, nobody's running the table.
All right.
In fact, I would bet right now that
shout out Mercury Morris
that no team will that every team's going to lose at least, I'm almost ready to say 4 games, but I think certainly 3 games.
Okay.
I just think 14-3 is going to be the best record that any team has because it's impossible to get up for 17 weeks
and stay healthy. All that stuff. Stanley, I want to run somebody, and you and Evan and the listeners, and I mean what I'm about to say. So I don't even know if words can describe how I felt watching Baker Mayfield, who I was so high on coming out of Oklahoma, out of college, Donnie, watching him basically become a laughing stock at the multiple places that he's been to. I even forgot he was in Carolina. And I'm watching that game against Sam Darnold, who's turned around his image. And then we're watching, it's a short sample size of Mac Jones in a Niner uniform. And one, it got me to the obvious, coaching does matter. But, Stoudy, do you think teams are giving up on these quarterbacks too soon? Or because how can you explain a guy like Baker Mayfield, now Sam Darnold, Geno Smith up until what's going on this season? I think he's getting too much of the blame, but he hadn't been playing well for the Raiders. And what Mac Jones is doing, man. And I say all that to say, if you're not in the right situation and you got some boneheads coaching you, then it might take a while for you to show who you truly are. Because how can you explain what Baker's doing and Sam Darnold, and now, through 3 games, Mac Jones?
Yeah. I mean, how about what Nick Saban said?
I'm so happy for Mac, but I think Mac was one of those guys that was in bad situations in New England relative to coaching and all that type of stuff. And who was the offensive coordinator, and how did he get developed when he came in the league? And he hasn't been in great circumstances. I think right now he is in a really good circumstance with Shanahan, their offense, the players he's got around him, because he is a guy that will execute. He's really, really smart, so he's going to do exactly what you tell him to do. And he wants to know exactly what you want him to do. And I'm not sure he always got told exactly what it was expected of him before going to the fourth.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
49ers.
Mm. So that's your point,
man,
I think.
Man.
They, you know, it's interesting because I thought Belichick was his guy. Kind of threw him under the bus, didn't he?
Yeah. And how bad is he looking, or do you think it even tarnishes his legacy, Stoudy? I'm sorry. I'm feeling bad for a dude, North Carolina.
What?
And he's on the sideline with the same cutoff sleeves, and they look like, shout out to my alma mater, Chabot College.
You said he's winning at life because he's got a 23-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah, but now
so what does it matter?
Well, now I'm separating back to ball.
He's a buffoon.
Dude, what
the
is
this? Guy's a buffoon.
Why would you take that gig to look this bad? And it's one thing to lose. They're getting manhandled.
You know, it's funny because
damn, Bill! Used to be the man back in high school, homie.
It's funny because, you know, I remember we were talking last week about, you know, can a guy play his way out of the Hall of Fame? I don't mean that for Belichick, but I mean—
That was my what's bugging you a couple weeks ago.
Bill Belichick he's a laughingstock. He's just turned into a laughingstock. Sorry. He just has. Got his girlfriend on the sidelines before games. It's just a bad look.
I can't defend that. Damn.
I can't defend any of it.
Well, he's happy at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was... I mean...
Why is he there?
Because he's in love with her, I guess.
Damn, Bill! Like, that is a bad look. But this, I think I'm on to something with this Debo and run game. What we got Ted coming on?
No, and Kane on the new, on the YouTube chat, you know, Belichick's a buffoon. He seems to be doing pretty well to me. No, he's rich. Oh, he's rich, oh, and man. He's one of the greatest coaches of all time, but I'll be honest, I think it's gross.
Damn, Stein, I don't think I've ever heard you use that word.
Gross. Hey, head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Stein and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 95.7 The Game. The kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m. And if you're looking for somewhere to watch the games this weekend, head to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. The Gold Rush girls are going to be there for a meet and greet, taking photos, signing autographs. And the next home game is Sunday night, October 19th, and Lo and Evan will be in the house from Laughing Monk starting at 3 p.m. You can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. Go to the Eventbrite page on the 957thegame.com website, and you can sign up now. So go to the Eventbrite page on 957thegame.com, and you can sign up for the free shuttle for October 19th.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.